This is regional news coverage from the KPIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Governor Jay Nixon has backed away from a proposal to borrow money from state universities to help balance Missouri's budget. Last month, his administration had suggested using $106 million in reserve from five of the state's largest universities to help underwrite next year's operating budget for the Department of Higher Education. That idea didn't go over well with House Speaker Stephen Tilley and other legislators on opening day.
Unlike Washington, we won't balance our budget by borrowing from the taxpayers. And unlike our governor, we will not balance our budget by asking our state colleges and universities for a bailout.
Nixon says the proposal is now off the table. He adds that his administration will look for ways to put as many dollars as possible into classrooms and scholarships. And if cuts are needed, they'll focus on, quote, administrative areas. U.S. food safety regulations will see the biggest changes in almost 70 years in the year 2012. KBIA's Jessica Najunas has this.
The federal food safety overhaul, signed into law by President Barack Obama 1 year ago this week, lingered in Congress for months because of funding battles. Now Congress has appropriated $40 million to make the new rules work. The Food and Drug Administration, for the first time in its history, will have the authority to declare mandatory food recalls. David Plunkett, a senior staff attorney at the Center for Science and the Public Interest, says the Food Safety Modernization Act adds up to a transformative law.
Food safety at FDA since 1939 has been on a reactionary basis. You know, a crisis would happen, people would be getting sick, then FDA would step in and try and figure out what happened and take action if it was appropriate against whoever had caused the problem.
Plunkett says the next step is public comment on the proposed rules. If the law goes as planned, it should mean fewer recalls and a safer food supply. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.
MU police are seeking outside help in solving a murder case involving a microbiology professor that took place nearly 7 years ago. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the case of Young M is headed to a multi-state law enforcement organization in Springfield for review. The 72-year-old researcher was fatally stabbed in January 2005. MU Police Chief Jack Watring says the Mid-States Organized Crime Information Center is one of six regional centers that help local police agencies solve major crimes. Saturday is the seventh anniversary of M's death. He was a semi-retired protein chemist who immigrated to the United States from Korea as a young adult. A fire has heavily damaged a Lynn Creek, Missouri company that's the largest employer in the town, but no one was injured in yesterday's fire at Woodland Scenics. The plant manufactures model railroad scenery supplies and employs about 150 people. It was not clear how many were inside when the fire was reported, but authorities say everyone made it out safely. Nearly a dozen fire departments, some from as far away as Columbia, were called to assist. KY3 TV reports about a third of the main complex was reduced to rubble. The part of the plant not damaged by fire is scheduled to reopen today. The cause of the fire has not been determined. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.